Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. What does it mean to be a treasured people? Maybe it's a little like the Song of Solomon when the young lover declares that the one she has chosen is outstanding among 10,000. Now, 10,000 doesn't sound like a very big number in our days when we talk about millions and billions and trillions, but I'd like you to think again. You are in a lineup of 10,000 people, and out of all that 10,000, you are the one who is treasured. You are the one who is chosen, outstanding among 10,000. In our Exodus lesson, the giving of the Ten Commandments, we hear that the people of Israel are God's treasured possession, his treasured and chosen people. Often in the Bible, we read about God's loving and sometimes surprising choices. In reading of the biblical narrative, we can even be surprised that God did not give up on this complaining, unfaithful lot of people. But God did not give up. God cannot give up because God chooses his treasured people. What does it feel like to be a treasured people? As we celebrate 150 years of mission and ministry here at Bethel Lutheran Church, is Bethel a treasured possession of God? Of that, there is no doubt in my mind. No fellowship can sustain itself for this long without the grace, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. But before our egos and heads get swelled too large, I will tell you that we are only one of God's multiple, many millions of treasured possessions. We are blessed this morning to have Bishop Regina Hassanali with us. And in part, she represents a host of treasured possessions in our little corner of the world. They could be in city, small town, or rural. They could be large or small. They could be celebrating 150 years. They could be celebrating 15 years. No matter where these possessions are, can you imagine God's face and spirit this morning as he sees his people gather for prayer and praise? It must be a little bit like a matriarch or a patriarch watching the people assemble at a family gathering for a holiday, be bursting with pride. These are my people. What does it feel like to be treasured? Do you feel a sense of history welling up in you? Are you thankful for a few people who in 1869 decided that there needed to be a new and different Lutheran presence in this community? And from that time in 1869, we have grown and prospered. Yet our history would suggest that we have given God reason to give up on this complaining and unfaithful people. In the late 1800s, I will tell you that's 130 years ago, we were part of a group that began to complain about a church college that was becoming too secular and was not providing enough ministers for the church. So we, along with others, broke off and we started our own expression of the Lutheran church called the Lutheran Free Church. Lutherans, by the way, are very good at that. We continue to disagree with one another, even in the 21st century, and we break off and we start off something new. Our history will show that there were people who boycotted worship because they disagreed with the pastor. History will say that in the first quarter of the 20th century, the debate between the use of Norwegian or English in our worship services raged again and again. As people didn't get their way, they left the church in large numbers. Pastors who supported the losing side found themselves in trouble and were sometimes dismissed. Do you sense that we maybe have had some bumps in our history of being the treasured people of God? And yet, we are. We are Beth-El, house of God. Just look around. We have been so, why should we be so blessed? Some is glaringly obvious. All of the people, thank you. Large spaces, a magnificent organ. Many more are quite obvious. Staff and pastors, thanks to those former pastors who are here today, who have led this place faithfully for decade upon decade, 15 of them. Lay leadership that can be equaled in very few congregations, programs that serve people of all ages. And then there are blessings that are quite hidden, providing space so that hundreds of hungry people in Rochester can be fed 3 days and more a week. Providing space so that a woman can soak her feet and receive needed care. Providing a cup of coffee, a table and a couple of chairs so that two people, sometimes they don't even know each other, can have a conversation and find hope. I read to you a letter that was sent to me recently by a woman who has been a member of this congregation for 93 years. Yes, you heard me correctly. She was born and baptized into this congregation. I have asked her permission to be able to share this letter in various places, and she granted me that permission. She writes, "Pastor Norman Wall, I always have known that Bethel was a friendly church. Today I was on the receiving end of friendship. I took my walker to the front for communion. As I started back to the center to place my cup in the basket, I noticed that the table with the basket was too far to my side of the aisle for me to get my walker between the pew and the table. I was not quite to the table. Perhaps my face looked concerned. But a young man from the other side of the table just reached over and moved the table back so I could get through. He looked to be about 20. But the older I get, the younger people look. I smiled and thanked him and got a smile back. Now, how did he know that was my problem? He made my day. And I do not know who he was, but a gentleman and a good friend to me and to Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful day. Signed, June Hain." Do you think God smiles over this young man and over the writer of the letter, that he claims them as his treasured possessions? You know, on the great scale of things, moving a table is pretty insignificant for an able-bodied young person. But it is an immense kindness in Christ. Which brings us to the ultimate of treasuredness. For 150 years, Bethel has been privileged to proclaim the great good news of God in Jesus Christ. God has chosen to favor this people, not just this people, but God has favored this people with the gift of a son who has become a savior. We have received grace upon grace. Beginning with the one who becomes flesh and lives among us, one who becomes the good shepherd, one who has come that we may have life and have it abundantly. Are you feeling treasured yet? I suspect many are, some are not. Even if you are not, I will proclaim a truth to you. You are the treasured people of God, blessed to be a blessing. Thank you. Even greater thanks to a loving and gracious God. Amen. Please rise and sing.